All right, loads coming in on the rally. I'll get to those in a moment, but some on the president's comments. Good morning, Gregory. The defence of our country. No one except the US and the UK are the only countries we need to worry about. They are the only countries that would be interested or capable of taking over our country. Russia may well threaten the internet cables from Europe to the US, but these also run through international waters. The destruction of the Russian gas pipelines in the Baltic were caused by the US, as was the blowing up of the bridge in Crimea. So who should we really be worried about invading Ireland? And there are differences of opinions as it relates to who's responsible for those two instances, but that's your opinion. Thank you. I agree with the president. He stands up for the country. We don't want war and want to remain neutral. It's about time we stood up for ourselves. He's speaking on behalf of the majority of us. I am an elderly woman and I get scared at the thought of war, which I know so many of us do. I don't want my sons, grandsons, nephews to have to fight for our country. Why are political parties given out to the president for wanting to remain neutral? Am I missing something here? And I would be of the firm view that we need to do anything we can to avoid any war. The one thing we don't really think, I think, consider here, you know, when we hear of tanks being sent here and there and everywhere and what have you, is currently at the moment, there is an incredible, incredible loss of life of young people, primarily young people in Ukrainian young people and Russian young people, both groups compelled to fight. It's conscription. They don't have a choice. So it's not like, you know, it might be presented in a way to say that, you know, we'll do anything for our flag, you know, take me to the front line. I'm sure there are people like that as well, but people are obliged to join the army to train and to go into the front line and fight. And hundreds upon hundreds are dying every day, every day. And really, the thing about it is that if the truth be told, it's probably to get to a stalemate whereby there will be discussions, because Russia's not going to take over the Ukraine at this point. Ukraine aren't going to push Russia out of Ukraine. So it's a case of exhausting resources, both military and human resources, to the point whereby both sides negotiate. And the amount of lives that will be lost between now and then is just absolutely horrendous. You couldn't allow yourself to think about it, because it's hundreds upon hundreds of people every single day. And as I say, they are people's sons, nephews, grandsons, not all doing it by choice. They're conscripted into the army and sent into fight, never to return. The truth is that a lot of these people from both sides sent to the front line will there's no hope of them ever returning. They'll go, and if they can take one or two with them, all be well. It's all about ratios, isn't it? You know, we kill 5-1 or 3-2, or that's it, really. They're all, you know, lots and lots of people are going to die. And as I say, my feeling is that it's only really just to grind out a position whereby they have to negotiate. It's really quite depressing, isn't it? I agree with President Higgins on the preservation of our neutrality. Listening to the young Fine Gael lad is typical of an attitude that anyone speaking true common sense is lambasted. I want to preserve the future here for our young people. I don't want my grandchildren dying on foreign soil. What for? Someone has to call this government to heel. Let Micheál Martin go off to the war, seeing as he is so eager to end Ireland's neutrality. Let him and his likes head out to the front in Ukraine to fight. Paul's talking nonsense. We, this Irish people, do not want to be any part of any wars, full stop. Another, leave the president alone. The warmongers are out in force. I'm switching off. The Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil are allowed to insult them. Last one on this. Filling up this forum with yes men and women and army industrialists is an attempt to torpedo us into the undemocratic EU and NATO war machine. No one on it represents me or most Irish people. Another disgusting mistake by Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and the Greens, they believe. But there has been, you could argue, and you could argue against it as well, there has been a momentum here. You know, I've talked about this in the past, how we name referendi or whatever, you know what I mean? There's a way in which you soften us up, and the public, really, we can be really quite easily influenced. Right, well done to everyone involved in the Donegal International Rally this weekend, to the great work done by the Garda and Emergency Services. Well done to the organisers and competitors for another fantastic weekend. We have a fantastic event that brings extra employment and money into a county that needs it so badly. Long may the rally continue. Another, it's only a handful of people who actually, most of them live outside Letterkenny, that benefit from the rally. There's no point in complaining about it anyway, because nothing will happen. Every year, the majority of Letterkenny residents do their shopping on a Thursday and don't go near the town until Monday when the rally is over. No other town anywhere in the world would put up with that, with what goes on at the Donegal International Rally every year in Letterkenny. I mean, I would say, for instance, the local residents of Croke Park would argue something different. Do you know what I mean? That this is why they try and limit the amount of concerts to five, because it's everything we see here. It's noisiness. It's people going into gardens. It's people piddling up against walls. It's disruption in terms of moving in and out of their homes. So I take your wider point, but I mean, you would only have to go and live around Croke Park to see what it can be like. Good morning, Greg. I would like to say a massive thanks to Highland Radio for the coverage they've done over every item of sport over the whole weekend. Continued success. Thank you so much. Hi, Greg. The Donegal rally over the south of Donegal on Friday was like a world rally day. Is that good? I presume so. Loved the rally weekend. Great to see so many about our lovely town. I'm a woman over 50 and live in Letterkenny. Residents near O'Donnell Park should take that up with St. Eunan's, and maybe they should share some of the profits they got with the people who live there, or even offer to fund them to go away for the weekend if they prefer. Another, open the car parks, let them park up, display their cars, then they aren't blocking the roads driving round. Charge them an entrance fee, it'll cover the tidy up and the rubbish. Another, I know the Letterkenny was booming, banging, zooming, but one thing that was relatively beneficial was that the diffing was accommodated in a controlled, safer environment on the outskirts of the town. And when a lot of traditional tourist accommodation is more lucratively used in another way, well, then the influx of rally visitors, they have to camp somewhere. Left Sligo on Friday at 2:30 and didn't get home to Kilmacrenan until 8:55. There was an accident with Garda motorcyclists at the Lahey, but can't put all the blame on that. Yeah, indeed. And that person's got to make a full recovery. That was at the Tully Old roundabout, which is more Donegal town than Lahey, but I take your point. Yeah, indeed. I know someone trying to get to work in Abbots. They left Ballyshannon at 6 and got there at something like 8:15. Not too bad, but that's a long way from Sligo to Kilmacrenan. Who profits from the rally? Certainly not the suffering residents. Well, businesses do. I mean, I imagine, you know, shops sold lots of stuff, and takeaways and pubs and hotels and coffee shops, I'm sure. They all did really well. Petrol stations. How come you always stand up for the rally? Is that me? No, I don't stand up for the rally at all. In anything I do, is try and look at all different sides and see that there's not as much in this life as we'd like to believe that if I say something I'm right and another person is wrong, it's not really doesn't work like that. We can both believe we are right, and somewhere in between lies the truth. I just believe, if you're relating to my comments as it relates to, if you're talking to my comments as it relates to the rally, I think there is two events that are ongoing in the county. That's all I'm saying. Rally supporters and rally cars can have no respect for the national park. It only benefits business and the rest of us are tortured. It's a disgrace, and now we'll have the boy racers driving dangerously across Donegal for the next month. Greg, I was putting up shelves years ago in my home and my neighbour called the guards, to which they said the noise was excessive and I need to stop. Beside the point, I know. However, if you go downtown during the weekend, the noise was, which I believe, extremely excessive, with young ones holding their foot to the ground, waiting for the engines to practically explode. And the guards, they didn't do nothing. It makes that make sense. I can't make it make sense, but the guards have to police it and have to depolice it. Like, the alternative is that they throw a ring around Letterkenny and don't let anyone in, or they arrest everyone for every marginal infraction, which is completely impossible. So I presume there's a balance that has to be struck, that you discourage, very serious assaults, drink driving, drug driving, excessive drunkenness on the streets. That's all the guards could do. They can't lift every car, can they? Again, I'm going to be given out for being too soft here. I'm just trying to cover all bases. Do you get me? And anyone who knows me knows that. I'm just trying to be as fair as I can. Right, a public participation event for Remelton Flood Relief Scheme will take place this coming Wednesday in Remelton Town Hall. It's a drop-in event running from 4 to 8 p.m. and no appointment is necessary. Members of the project team from the Council, the Office of Public Works and consultants are hosting the event. To talk more a little bit about this, we're joined now by Lorraine Arkbuckle, who's Executive Engineer with Donegal County Council. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you on the programme. So I suppose really there's a number of elements to this event on Wednesday, and maybe we can talk through one of the first ones. It's really to sort of set the scene, really. What is the flood risk to Rimelton from not just river flooding, of course, but tidal flooding? And it's not only just now, because I suppose we have to prepare what might be coming into the future.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I guess these flood relief schemes are very much becoming climate action schemes, if you like, because we are having to give a lot of consideration as to increase sea level in the future as we project our predictions towards 2100. So yes, you're right, climate change is a big consideration. So we have done a lot of analysis up to this point in terms of hydraulic modelling and tidal surveys, looking at the sea levels in Loch Swilly and also the flow in the River Lennon and what that would look like for a 200-year return period flood event and indeed a mid-range future scenario. So a lot of work has gone into updating the data and the flood risk that we would have seen in the flood risk management plans a few years ago. And now we're at the stage where we have a clearer picture of what that flood risk looks like for Rimelton and would like to talk to the public about it and discuss next steps.
Yeah, indeed. And of course, the public will have an option to have their opinion on this. But this is incredibly technical, right? And it requires a leap of faith as well to sort of believe that this is the direction which we're going. But we presume that we are. So, I mean, in terms of what the public can influence here, I suppose might be a better way of phrasing it. In reality, what is that?
Rimelton is a very heritage-rich town. And there are a lot of environmental sensitivities with the River Lennon being a special area of conservation. There are also quite a few projects ongoing in the area at the moment. So our key aim is to develop a flood relief scheme that, yes, is economically acceptable to the public purse, but is also environmentally and socially acceptable. So what we would like to talk about on Wednesday evening is what would flood defence look like in and around Shore Road and the key area? What would be acceptable to people? Are the aesthetics of that area and the tourism value something that needs to be carefully considered in developing the scheme? What would defences look like? Or are we looking more at enhancing the resilience of the properties themselves, raising floor levels, flood gates, that type of thing, so that the heritage of the area is preserved, but flood defence and flood resilience is also provided. We don't want to do anything in the area of Rimelton that the people living there aren't happy with, and that's why we would like to talk to people in the early stages of design and development this week.
Yeah, it's really quite interesting because it is a case of, you know, going into the future with your eyes wide open here in that
Yes. There's
an inevitability. We can try and stop it here, or we can try and stop it there, or we can try and stop it there. But one way or other, we are going to have to deal with this.
That's right. And flood risk has been identified as one of the key elements of climate change in the northwest area. One of the key risks that we're facing into the future, increased sea level and increased river flow. So when we're investing in such infrastructure at this moment in time, it does make sense to look to the future and ensure that the scheme is as resilient as possible to climate change so that we don't have to keep coming back and adapting existing infrastructure to cope with increased flood risk.
Yeah, and also there's a reality here in that really we're talking about laying the groundwork for the future for our sons and daughters and their grandchildren and beyond.
Absolutely. So it is a case of measure twice, cut once, and getting this right as early as possible so that we are leaving a sustainable flood relief scheme in the area and indeed the other towns in Donegal so that they are doing what they're supposed to do now, but also into the future. And we really do need to consider the environment, public realm, and leaving behind an amenity, if you like, that serves the community beyond just flood risk.
Okay. That drop-in event runs from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's in the Rimelton Town Hall this coming Wednesday. The full team will be there. Reps from Donegal County Council, the Office of Public Works, consultants Byrne Luby. They're
yes.
hosting the event. Okay, so you hope to have a good attendance and people can drop in when it suits them between 4 and 8, you know,
yeah,
around work or childcare or whatever
we will
it might
be. There.
Be.
Yeah, right. We'll be there to talk to anyone that would like to come in, and anyone that has an interest in the area, we'd encourage you to come along at any time between 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock, and we'd be delighted to meet everyone.
All right, hope you get a good turnout. Thank you very much indeed. That's Lorraine Arkbuckle, Executive Engineer with Donegal County Council. In Australia for 5 years, says this listener, soon will be returning to Donegal with my Australian partner. Hearing the sort of things associated with the rally is disappointing and, in my opinion, not a good representation of Donegal or the kind of people we want to attract. Even rural towns here in Oz have good public services with spotless public spaces. I fear she won't last long in Donegal. I would say otherwise, and I hope you both come back, and I think she'll love it here. I mean, let's say, for instance, what my experience of the rally was. Isn't, you know, I don't live in Letterkenny. I wasn't in Letterkenny. I wouldn't have been in Letterkenny anyway. So we were up in the Downings area. We were able to walk up, watch a few of the rally cars go past. The road was closed for 5 or 6 hours. Then it was lifted immediately. You never knew, you'd never known the rally was there, and that was it. The local bars and restaurants were busy for a couple of days. There was no aggro, very little bapping. Except for the rally cars themselves. And then you could go from there and explore a beautiful part of the world with your partner. That's the reality for an awful lot of people of what the rally was. Now, if you live in Letterkenny or in the heart of Letterkenny, or you needed to go into Letterkenny, you've got thousands upon thousands of young people from all over the country and even further afield driving into that one town for those 3 days. Donegal Town would have had a bit of an overflow, and Ballybofaster and all have probably got something of a lift, but it was concentrated in Letterkenny. And all around there, you could have just gone around outside of that, gone around your daily business, seeing what this beautiful county has to offer. So I don't think even those 3 days, yes, a nightmare for some in Letterkenny by the text we're getting, but I don't think it's a poor reflection on Donegal as a whole, if you don't mind me saying so. So come on home, she's going to love it. I'll come back to that one. Hi, Greg. What happened here at the weekend would not be tolerated in any other town, definitely not in Northern Ireland. Every car would have been lifted. Police would have been out in force. Shops in towns were dead. So don't know where the money was spent. Apple Green, very busy. Donegal has a bad reputation for this behaviour now. Indeed, we do. I'll concede that 100%. We have a bad reputation. You only have to go onto social media to see that. These business people made money during the rally. We definitely need to get rid of them. Sure, we can all go on the dole. Who needs jobs, really? Who do these people think provides us with work? The Gardaí failed to maintain law and order at the rally. A disgrace. Noise from Diffing Yard. Awful all day. Not suitable for an urban area, says another. It isn't, but it means it's being done in one space and not up and down every back road in the county. Again, this is the compromise, and it's up to you people to decide whether you want this or not. Two Gardaí standing at McGettigan's Hotel with their arms folded on the street, drinking, modified cars, banging people, couldn't get to church, no law and order. Letterkenny people had to leave their homes and stay with relatives. Morning, Greg. Climate change was forgotten about over the rally weekend. Government need to kill rallying before they kill cows. More here. There's a big issue at hand here with regards the rally. Where is the RSA in all this? It sends out the entirely wrong message to young men who think they can drive just like rally drivers. We've worked so hard on assuring safe driving, yet this weekend makes a complete mockery of this. Accidents happen and arrests every single year during this exact weekend. Why is this allowed? Is it just for financial gain for the county? I cannot understand it, says the listener. Greg, your point on separation is correct. In 2021, when there was no international rally due to COVID, there was a significant amount of people present in Letterkenny that weekend who took part in dangerous driving and public order offences. Another, we spectated ourselves all weekend at the actual rally. These other fools never go to the stages and they give the rally a bad rep. Increased Garda presence or even bringing in a few members of the Defence Forces on patrol, the misbehaving would soon stop them. That comes in from Ian. Like, I don't know how many guards you would need to completely satisfactory, you know, 20, how many people were up here? 20,000 visitors into the county, and not all of them rally fans. So I don't know how many you would actually need. But anyway, maybe it's time I just let you all have your say and I've not thrown my opinion in there. I'm just trying to moderate the conversation, moderate the debate so that everyone gets a fair view. Do you know what I mean? We had Owen Gallagher, who is president of Young Fine Gael, a parliamentary assistant as well, on the programme a little earlier on. He was, all guns blazing towards President Michael D. Higgins for his intervention in the neutrality debate. Sinead, you were listening. What is your view?
Hiya, Greg. I just didn't understand why he was on the radio to begin with, but because, look, for me, I thought it was a really important intervention by Michael D, especially when this, as it appears to be, this cynical, calculated, manufactured, air quotes, debate. And it's been manufactured by the government in order to try and railroad us into dropping our neutrality, which the vast majority of Irish people don't want to do.
Yeah, do you think they are under pressure from Europe, that they're being encouraged in a certain direction?
Yeah, I think so. Look, it's the same as normal. The Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, they go to Europe and they want to be the best little boys and girls in the class. So they will do everything that is asked of them to try and bring us into line. And, you know, this EU army has been of great concern to many of us for a very long time. Now, I don't know about you. I certainly know but I can guess none of us want our sons and daughters to become cannon fodder at the behest of some armchair general in Europe or the US. Just to make up the numbers and literally become cannon fodder for some foreign war. I definitely don't want my son or daughter to be called up for that. I know there's no such thing as conscription, but listen, you just never know. I mean, there was no conscription in England until the World War. Then there was conscription. Do you know what I mean? So our neutrality is really important. I think it's really important to the vast majority of people. And I very much welcome Michael D for expressing the views of the people. That is what our president should be doing.
And some would say he should have done it in the past too. But like, if we're going to have a debate on our neutrality, the starting point, I think, is to get a sense of the mood of the public. Personally feel that the majority of people might actually want our neutrality better enshrined, so that it can't be, so there can't be any ambiguity in terms of maybe, you know, who the leaders of this country, the positions they take on certain issues or certain comments that they make. Like, I think if they really wanted a debate on neutrality, you get a sense of what the public want. This is framed to see, mm-hmm. well, what can we do to improve in terms of buying boats or buying this or buying cargo planes or whatever? No, hold on a second. Let's actually have, maybe the public would prefer the army to be properly paid. Then we could do
exactly what I was going to say.
Right, you know what I mean. So this is like saying you want to talk about black, right? And I say, well, let's have a debate on whites. You know, that's not really
exactly. And look, as I said from the outset, this is clearly, and I think most people, like, people aren't stupid. People can see that where this is coming from. They can see that this is a manufactured, as I said, air quotes, debate. People are not stupid. They can see that this is exactly what they're trying to do. Pay our soldiers a decent wage. It would fit them better to do that. Look after our women of honour and sort that element out before we start going into this whole realm of, okay, now we really need to join NATO and an EU army. Get the basics right, you know what I mean? And even at that, I will be completely, and I would agree with you in that I think that we would want, as a majority, we would want our neutrality strengthened, not eroded. It's just crazy. And this consultative forum is just crazy. Even Tom Clonan, right? So Senator Tom Clonan, who is absolutely for, by the way, us trying to join NATO. His comments this morning is that some of the high-profile anti-neutrality speakers are given several slots, also given to UK think tanks, part funded by the UK Foreign and Commonwealth Office, not a properly balanced lineup, no call for papers to be submitted, and it's by invite only. Now, if this is supposed to be a consultation with the people, firstly, there's four of them. One in Cork, one in Galway, two in Dublin. Right? As you said earlier, there's none up here. So nobody's asking us our opinion. Nobody's asking anybody anywhere other than those four centres their opinion. And they're not even asking their opinion. They brought in this lineup, which is by invite only, and there's no invitation for anybody else to present their views to this lineup of speakers. Now, I don't know the exact names of who it is.
It's on the government website. But I mean, look, there's no anti-war, no very obvious pro-neutrality people on it, but it is on the Gov website if you can dig through that minefield, no pun intended. But I just don't understand how the right way for us to move forward with anything that we decided to do is to have four events with a hand-picked panel, right, and then have limited access to it. And you can say, yeah, it's been streamed, right? But anyway, I don't think that would be any way. I don't think that's actually really a very effective starting point for any conversation, because instantly there's an instant public distrust. It doesn't make sense if what you want to achieve is to convince the public of a certain way of thinking. Fear is going to come out very soon. I mean, obviously, the one way everyone argues nowadays is with fear. To some extent, we've done it ourselves, Sinead. We don't want our grandchildren or our children sent out to be cannon fodder. To some extent, you know, you're engaged in it, I've engaged in it in the past. So I'm not saying I'm innocent in that regard, but Project Fear is going to go into full swing with this one really, really shortly. I've seen some of it already, but that's the next, that's the next line of attack, I think.
And if you've been watching it for as long as some of us have, this has been coming down the tracks for a very long time. Project Fear, oh my goodness, there's Russians and they're going to attack our lines and there's Russians off our coast. And, you know, cynically using the war in Ukraine, I think, which is awful, to try and drive us into a position that we don't want to be in as a people. We do not want to be. Now, ask me, do I think we need better defences? Absolutely we do. We need to be resourced. They need to be fully resourced. Our people need to be resourced that are in the defence forces. We need to have the equipment. They need to have the equipment in order to do that.
Like, I heard one person argue, this says, well, what part of this forum is that we need to understand why we have three or four vessels that are tied up at the moment because there's no staff for them. Well, I can save them an awful lot of hassle, because I actually went on one of these vessels and asked someone who's very high up in the Navy what the story was. And the bottom line was, is this, it's a training ground. People come in, get trained, and then go and work in the private sector because the money is so crap to work in the army. And what they say then is that boats are tied up for services. They're not tied up to be serviced at all. They're being tied up because there is no staff to safely man them, because the wages are so terrible, people are going to work for private companies. So I can say four meetings right there if what you're worried about is why we can't staff our ships. You know, it's really easy.
So and exactly that. Like, you know, it's not intended to be a debate, Greg. It's not intended to be a hearing of people's concerns or people's actual views on the ground. That's not the intention of this consultation. They know it, we know it, and it's about whether or not they are actually, how far they're going to go to try and drive this through, and that's what's concerning me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I tried to sign up, by the way, for that last night, for the Galway one, and I was doing my best to get on, and it was page error not found. So that was up until about 11 o'clock last night. First thing this morning, 6 o'clock this morning, I went on. It routes you through to an Eventbrite website, run to the app, where you can join a waiting list. Mm-hmm. There is no tickets. It's not a consultation period. It's not a consultative forum. It is a talking shop with a purpose in mind.
Okay.
That's it. Well, the agenda has been set.
Listen, maybe people will be surprised as to what is to come, but the flag has been waved to sea. All right. Thanks, Sinead. I appreciate your time this morning. A texter says, shame on you comparing Donegal to residents of Croke Park. This rally is countywide. You're a disgrace. As usual, you stand up for the money and not the people affected. That's not really the case at all, because 80% of the comments I've read out here are as it relates to people's concerns. Someone mentioned in the text that what people have to put up in Letterkenny, have to put up with in Letterkenny, wouldn't happen anywhere else in the world. And I simply made the comparison that I would say some residents of Croke Park would certainly be able to empathise or sympathise. Okay, so if that makes me a disgrace, well then, so be it. I'm a woman in her 70s from Inishowen, and my husband and I were visiting relatives in Glenties, so we had to wait in traffic for quite some time. Greg, I didn't mind in the slightest. In fact, my husband and I were in the car reminiscing about our younger days and laughing, looking at the younger crowd, simply having fun. I get that some people hate the madness it brings, but it's one weekend. Let them live and have fun. I only care that they got home safe. We were all young once and had memories of being free and having unlimited fun. Sitting in that traffic brought a smile to my face. I know not many will agree with me, but a different perspective for you today indeed. Thank you. If you were living in the Lurgybrack area at the weekend, you would think differently, Greg, about the rally. It was a living hell. As I say, and unfortunately, the way debate and conversation and even trying to strike a balance has become in this day and age, in that if you don't agree, if you try and put a counterpoint just for the sake of the conversation, you're deemed to be against people. That's really not what's going on here. I wouldn't have gone into Letterkenny for all the tea in China, let me put it to you like that. And I certainly wouldn't like to live here. And there's plenty of people in this building that live in Letterkenny and they had a nightmare weekend. So I get it, right? Okay, as I say, but I'm just trying to keep the debate open for everyone. Good morning, Greg. The rally was great, but I was at Diffing and what I saw was kids as young as 10 or 11 diffing cars. Would you mind telling me how this is allowed? Where are the guards at these events? I presume it's private property. I don't know. Is there a robust system? Oh, I'll come back to that in a second. Could the rally not be rotated? This would give residents a break. Inishowen was used before, for example. It would also share revenue generated to other areas. And this year, the people of South Donegal got a sense of if they have to go about their business, how everyday life can be disrupted by it. Back to our last conversation here before a break. I agree with the president. Ireland should remain neutral. That comes in from John. Greg, the president is right, and for the Fine Gael spokesperson, it is typical for their response. If you don't agree with the narrative, you are deemed right-wing or a Putin supporter. Another, how can it be safe for our Ukrainian families to return to Ukraine during summer now for holidays? I personally know families. I wholeheartedly welcome them here, but why can't they stay in safe parts all year if they can in the summer months? Another, war is a waste of mostly men's lives as fodder, waste of civilians' lives, waste of CO2 and resources. The kids help to feed, house and medicate those most in need in our world. War is the epitome of capitalism, production for the sake of it. Warmongering forum needs to be stopped. Ireland does not want her neutrality disintegrated by stealth or unrepresentative, undemocratic warmongering forums. Good morning, Greg. There was a peace deal negotiated in March last year, but Boris flew out and told Zelensky he wasn't allowed to have peace. He had to bleed the Russians as much as he can. We need this government out. All they want is war. Isn't it amazing if the president said we should have abortion up to the moment of birth and men can be women? The government would be applauding him. The president is right for once. Good on him. Another, if government signs us into wars without the Irish people having a vote, then I hope Leo, Simon, Michael, Micheál and sons are the first on the front line. Well, I wouldn't wish that on their sons, but I take your point. Government don't like the president telling the truth. He knows more than the whole of lot of them put together. So in terms of that topic, certainly the vast majority of you, if not all of you, actually, supporting the president in his remarks. Right. Nadia McGee joins us on the programme now. Hi, Nadia.
Hello, Greg. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
It's great to chat to you, Nadia. You would be a rally fan, I would take it.
Yeah, I love the rally. We would go out and watch it every year if we can. This year, unfortunately, we didn't get to see it as we have a bit of a problem with the car sitting from traffic. But for them, things happen. It's all a bit of fun, too.
All right. Now, you said you'd be more than happy to come on and talk to us about the traffic and disruption. I mean, overall, do you think the benefits, before we get into that, you believe the benefits of hosting the rally outweigh the negatives, do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I'm 28, so I'm young. So to me, like, I've been, like, my other half, he's the Isle of Man. So we've also got car shows and stuff. So I can see it 50-50 when things can work and things can't work, especially with traffic and stuff. So no, 100%, 50-50, especially for business. I've worked in Sister Sarah's for a couple of years as well during the rally. So, you know, I can see the good and the bad, you know, from different points of views from being in traffic and from working in businesses as well.
All right. Okay. So do you kind of, would you share the view that there are two things going on here? There is the rally itself. And then there is this sort of car meet that coincides with the rally. Do you think it's kind of like that?
Yeah, well, exactly. So for myself, like we would go out and watch the rally and it's great and all the rest. But then when it comes to like traffic, so you are going to get a lot of people from down the country to go and see the rally. But the problem is, what I personally see, so we're from Convoy. On Friday evening, we travelled to Letterkenny. Now, as far as we got was McDade's garage on top of Lorgy Brack. So we went over Listillion and then Tyrann and we got stuck in traffic there. Which our car, unfortunately, it's a lot of people, you might laugh at me, but a lot of people might know this, and my other half always give out to me, if you're sitting in traffic and it's really warm, turn the car engine off because you can blow the engine or just put the heat up. So for us, in that way, we ended up not getting out to see the rally. But I think the problem is in the town is car parks being closed. You know, the way we were down in Apple Green on, was it Saturday or Sunday? And the amount of cars parked up and they were closing the gate and letting cars in and out and stuff now, which was quite kind of dangerous for people maybe coming into Letterkenny off the road. You know, even on a normal day in Apple Green, you know, you have to kind of be careful passing there. A lot of cars might just pull out, jump out and stuff. But I think if the town worked together, and I've said that there's so many people this weekend, if the town worked together, and I'm going to just use Dunn's Stores car park and that as an example, if you had all the stalls lined up around in the car park, let the people come in and like, ourselves, I like to go into car shows and just look at the cars, see how people have done them up. Like, a lot of people can't understand that. And the way I see it is, why do you go out and cut your grass and make your garden look nice? Why do you get up in the morning and dress nice and put on your makeup or do your hair? You know, people that are into cars are exactly the same. They just want to make their car look nice, respectable, look different, you know. So,
and a lot of the young people, Nadia, they don't really drink or smoke or anything because they put so much of their resources, time and energy into the car itself. That's everything to them.
Exactly. And, you know, as myself, like, I'm involved in, like, some, I don't mean in a bad way, but some people maybe listening might know me. I've been highly involved with football all through my age in my life. I've played in county level only for 1 year at minor level. I've been involved in horses. And, you know, in every sport, it doesn't matter. There's going to be good and there's going to be bad. You know, so, like, and I can tell you, I'm not going to start going into the other details, but I can tell you, in GAA, there's people that smoke and take drugs and they drink and this and that. And, you know, it's the same in every sport. And you're going to get that through the rally as well. You know, it's a be damned if you do and be damned if you don't kind of situation, you know, for the people of Letterkenny too, you know.
Is there an argument, Nadia, for moving, say, for instance, restricting traffic in Letterkenny and moving this element out of town? And then you could have all of that stuff that you talk of. The town could go on about its business and the rally could rally away. And I don't know if we'd be having conversations like this into the future if we did that.
Yeah, well, I think just as I say, like with the organisation, like, and I feel sorry for yourself, for you, the same conversation year in, year out about the same crack with traffic and stuff and people complaining. But I do believe, like, as I said, there's going to be a certain amount of people making noise and unfortunately we can't stop that. But I do believe if they organise more, you know, places for people to park, say TK Maxx and stuff, you know, and let them park up, show their cars off, have security that they're not going to, there's going to be one or two that's going to diff and stuff, which is sometimes can be quite dangerous, where I've seen videos in the past, not in Donegal, but in other places, say the likes of Killarney and stuff, where people have maybe been injured and stuff because they're doing silly things. But like organise these places and then use people, you know, people maybe who are maybe doing community service and stuff, let them pick up the rubbish and, you know, get people to help out, get everyone to help, you know what I mean? You know,
I think the thing is though, like there's large groups of people, Nadia, and you talked and honestly about living outside of Letterkenny and your greatest inconvenience wasn't you weren't able to get into it to enjoy the rally that you love so much, but there is quite a big residential population in Letterkenny and, you know, they've got kids that can't sleep at night. There's old people's homes. Do you know what I mean? Like, it is disruptive.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Oh, massively. Like, I have two kids myself. You can probably hear himself in the background here. I have a 1-year-old and I have a 4-year-old coming now. You know, we've had them. Now, don't get me wrong. We've been, I live in Convoy, and you wouldn't believe it, down our road, back road. We've had noise. We can actually hear them going from Balbofay to Letterkenny. We live quite close to that main road.
Right.
We could hear them. But as I say, you know, they take the Isle of Man, they who have that motorsport every year. You know, the residents give up their, like, I'm not telling people to do this, but my express, like, you know, I'm trying to express that people give up their homes to let people move, go in and enjoy it. You know, they go away for the weekend, and I know loads of people my own age that hate the rally, so they go away on holidays, you know.
And maybe rent the house could pay for that holiday too.
Exactly. Yeah. And even to help with rent and stuff yourself. Sure, we all know the price and cost of everything, you know. But, like, you know.
So you're saying, just to round it up then, you're saying the rally itself, really well organised, but you think that the local authorities, the Gardaí, should work together to open up the car parks, make that more accommodating, leave places for bins and stalls. You think that it can be managed with the right will. That's your view.
Perfectly, exactly, because, like, we've been to, I don't know if anyone have ever heard of it, maybe a lot of people might never, it's an event called Dubshed, it's in the Econ Centre, where the Barrymore show will be in, it's run once a year, it's a car show for German cars, and I'm telling you, it was the most amazing thing ever. Like, you know, they had stalls, they had the cars, there was so much fun. Like, we were at the Mount Errol yesterday. And fair play to the Mount Errigal. You know, outside when the cars were coming up on the ramp, there was bins in different locations. And the amount of people that used the bins. We were down in Apple Green on Saturday and the rubbish was horrendous. But there was only one wee small bin outside the shop. So, you know, where are they going to put the rubbish if there's no one, you know, one wee bin? You know, if they had people maybe donating bins in, say, I don't know, what places and other kind of skip hires and stuff, you know, maybe half priced for the people of the shops and stuff to throw the rubbish into and stuff, you know, for the people that are watching and stuff, you know. I just think myself, just as someone that goes in, and I enjoy even watching the people going around as wild crack, working and even like working in lifestyle sports and stuff. We've had one year I was working in lifestyle sports and this creator came and I had no shirt. His shirt was all ripped. He bought a Donegal top. He wouldn't take the Donegal top off. So we leant over the counter to unscrew the tag, but we just have to laugh at them things, you know. As that person I heard in the text message says, we're all young once, I'm still young, and it's just a bit of crack, it's a bit of fun. Right. I totally understand the noise level. Like, my wee kids are sore in their ears, like, and, you know, as I say,
I think
it doesn't matter.
Sort of, you're getting it from both sides. What's your dream car, Nadia, or maybe you haven't?
I'd love an X5.
Could you get two? Could you get two baby seats in the back of that? You could, couldn't you? That's a big enough car.
You'd get a. If himself was listing a 7-seater, if I could, we only have two now. But if I get more, I would.
Well, that's another debate. We could bring you on after 11 for that. All right, Nat, give yourself a break. 4-1. My word, you're a sucker for punishment. If you want more, I'm only joking. They're an absolute blessing. Nadia, it's been nice speaking to you. Thanks so much. And
Thanks for having me on.
No, it's all a pleasure, Nadia. Okay, bye-bye. That's another person's opinion there. Sounds like a lovely person. I'm sure many out there know Nadia. Ask that caller why she doesn't buy a field, make it into a car park for people like her, not up to businesses to open their car parks for her. Another, all businesses need the revenue the rally brings in. Surely they can put up with it for 3 days, though did laugh at only two drugs arrests. Hi, Greg. They say thousands of people were in Donegal for the rally, but what about the thousands of people who stayed away from going to Donegal because of the rally? Interesting point. Greg, in 2021, there was no rally. The car still arrived, though. And last one. Hi, Greg. We had to get an ambulance for my little boy on Saturday night. When we reached Apple Green, the traffic was at a standstill. We couldn't get through. When we got closer to the Port Bridge, the bystanders, young boys on the pavement, began running up in front of cars and got the cars to move out of the way. I just want to say a massive thank you to them and also the emergency services. They did a great job too, from a very grateful mom. And I hope everything's okay now. And on they come, more and more of your messages coming in.